Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first 2 hours. Adrian Peterson was here. And we did a lot of other good stuff, and people are rooting for me to get divorced now. So, fun first couple hours, all available on...
Brian the Stalker's been rooting for that from day one.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's the wrong flavor. But all available on podcastarena.com. And, go catch up with it. Good stuff. Couple things from Twitter here. By the way, we now have Michelle running the board because Tyler has to go get a ring. So,
If you can
fool some poor unsuspecting drunk girl that he's an Astro with that ring and get some action off of it, then I'll quit giving him grief.
Tracy says we missed out on Sunfest. Said it was legit with the party bus this year. She said, I'd say ask Barry, but he may be shopping at Forever 21.
Yeah.
But she also says she got her boobs sunburned, which it
would be impossible for her to not go outside and get her boobs sunburned. I mean,
when your boobs are the size of the sun,
her boobs are bigger than the rest of her body.
Actually,
it's impossible.
The sun tweeted me, and the sun said it got boob burn when you were out in the on the beach all day.
Steven, the weather guy, says you can use your AccuWeather app or read updates from your website, Weather Guy, because this sucks in rush hour, but we made it out lucky compared to Beaumont and Corpus.
When's it supposed to stop?
Yeah, let us know, Steven, the weather guy.
Two weeks, did you say? Are you making that up?
No, it was like 10 days.
Like 10 days straight.
How many days are we in now? Five?
It's been raining for 14 days
like
straight
four.
Already.
Dude, do we need to start building an ark? Or do I need to start collecting, like, one of each kind of snake or something like that? Wasn't that in the Bible? They, like, put snakes on an ark or something?
It's called Noah. Yeah.
Okay.
That was his name?
Noah.
The beer man Greg says, I live in Orange. We got 14 inches of rain yesterday and supposedly getting more. Hashtag Harvey flashback. Ugh, that sucks.
There's a 14 inches joke in there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna have to go to my shop a few more times to be able to do that. All right, I do need to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I don't want to say anything before we get to this. Michelle, your new promo girls, they've gone full Tasha. They're over there looking at pictures of their boyfriend sleeping. While they're on FaceTime. Not really. But, okay, so I don't want to go to India. We brought that up already.
I'm against it, too.
I don't want to go to Jakarta, Indonesia, either.
Nope.
Because a 23-foot-long python has swallowed a woman in central Indonesia.
I saw this story yesterday.
I thought it was BS, but it's on AP, so it's kind of like, ooh, this really happened.
Yeah, that's wild.
54-year-old Watiba. That's not the greatest name. Went missing.
I can't believe you just said that.
Well, it's not
the greatest
name.
That's her family's name.
Yeah, well, now she's...
Watiba.
And now she's snake food, so maybe she should have thought about a different name. If she had a more intimidating name, maybe the snake would have said, you know what, I'm not going to eat you, 54-year-old Watiba.
Maybe. Probably would have eaten her anyway.
Eh, it depends. She was checking her vegetable garden near her village, according to the village chief. His name is Ferris. He's a one-name guy.
Bueller.
On Friday,
say it, Fred.
Nine times.
Say it with your do the face. Oh, look at you! You're already doing it. Just do the. Oh, you do the best impression of that guy.
Stop it. Stop it. Yeah, I'm getting a bunch of doppelganger stuff. Like somebody said, you should add old Timothy Dalton to the Fowler Wall of Faces, because apparently now that he's old, he looks like me. I can't see it. And then some guy sent me an email saying how much fun it was to meet me in the Woodlands Saturday night. And I'm like, dude, that wasn't me.
That wasn't me. That was Principal Rooney.
No, that was Jeff Bannister. I don't know. I don't know who it was, but apparently somebody, they met somebody in the Woodlands that they thought was me.
Is that guy why you don't grow a mustache?
One of the reasons, yeah. That, and my mustache is 11 different colors.
Oh, okay.
But apparently...
Nine times.
The family and villagers launched a search for the woman and found the snake with a bloated belly about 50 meters from where her belongings were found. So somehow,
and they said, wait, this is a clue.
This is a bit of a coincidence.
Here's her purse, and here's a snake.
Okay.
With a really, really large belly.
Did the snake eat the woman and then spit out the purse?
I think snakes don't eat purses.
But if she had it on her shoulder and he's eating her, wouldn't the purse be part of the deal?
Let's just say a snake started to eat you and you were carrying a purse. Wouldn't you use your purse to try to hit the snake?
Yes.
That's probably what happened.
I don't know.
I'm not a real detective.
I don't know.
But if I were to put together a scenario where a snake started eating me and I was carrying a purse...
I'm pulling my keys out of my pocket and, putting them in between my fingers and slashing his eyes.
Okay.
That's my move.
I mean, that's a good idea, but...
I don't know if it's going to help, but...
Then the obituary will say Fred Fowler was eaten by a blind snake.
Well, but I figure if I get into that eye deep enough, maybe I get to the brain and I kill him.
Maybe. Snakes don't have brains. They're just mindless monsters who want to eat humans.
Well, we all hate them. I know that.
But, right.
Apparently, when they cut open the snake's belly, they found Tiba's body still intact with all her clothes.
God.
She was swallowed. Oh, okay. This is a tough one. She was swallowed first from her head.
Oh, how does that happen?
Yeah. What did she do? Did she, go over to the snake and say, hey, I'm going to put my head in your mouth to see what happens? What did you think was going to happen, 54-year-old Watiba?
What is that?
Farrah said the victim's garden, which is about a kilometer from her house, is located in a rocky area with caves and cliffs believed to contain many snakes. Reticulated pythons, which are widespread in Indonesia and other parts of Southeast Asia, grab onto their prey with dozens of sharp, curved teeth and then squeeze it to death before swallowing it whole. So, that happened.
I'm against being eaten by a snake.
Yeah.
In general. But I think I would, unless that snake was able to knock me down and disorient me, there's zero chance I'm letting a snake eat me head first.
Well,
you'll get a lot of parts of me before my head.
Yeah, you might get to the ankles, and that's when I'm pulling out my keys and doing the eye bit.
Because I'm always attacking a snake foot first. If I have to fight a snake, I'm never going to try to headbutt it.
No. What the hell were you thinking, Watiba?
Y'all need to watch a little more Discovery. They always go head first because it's easier to swallow you that way because your limbs aren't.
But how are you getting to my head if I'm walking?
I'd put my hands like
they've
this.
They've already squeezed you and killed you, and you're already
dead.
Oh,
no. Not me. I wouldn't die from that. From a squeeze? Come on.
No, bring it on. Bring it on, reticulated python.
Come on.
I'm gouging your eyes out, snake bitch. Yeah.
I'm not going out like that. No way.
No, never. No, never again. All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Do we have anything here? Yeah, we have a bill advisor. That's what we have.
Oh, I know you've been waiting all day because you've been wanting to save money. And you've been saying, what's that thing that AJ always tells me is going to save me some money? It's Bill Advisor. That's right, billadvisor.com. Been talking to you about them for a while. Listen. If you've got cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're paying too much. And I know what you're saying right now. You're like, not me. I got a really good introductory rate. And you did. And that lasted a little while, and then it was gone. And now you're paying too much. And that you don't have to. Let Bill Advisor fix that for you. They've been running the $150 challenge. They've upped it to $300. They're going to save you at least $300, or you're going to get every penny back. Most of our listeners are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands per year. That could be you. Still no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start the saving right now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get to work for you. One more time, text the word GO to 232323, or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Urban Star Bar here in the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria. Love coming here. And just a quick weather update. League City, you're about to get a bunch of red.
Most
of the red is moving off to the east where you guys have already been hammered. We're kind of in yellow now. So
what's it look like at my house? Yellow?
You're yellow now, but the red just went through there.
Okay.
And then
the green's coming, though, right?
No, there's not any green. It's just a lot of yellow. And then there'll be some green.
Okay.
So, all right. Time for our buddy Beth Liebling. Darling Way.
What an intro, Fred. What an intro you've just made.
Well, you're...
Did we miss the
We're not even going to put on her...
I didn't.
Her microphone.
Yeah.
Michelle said no Beth
no.
today.
Michelle doesn't like you for some reason.
John,
Michelle loves me.
I don't know.
I love her.
Did you sell her something that her husband used on somebody else or what?
Her husband loves a foxtail.
Would not do that. She would look so cute in a foxtail too, but
loves it on himself.
Well, that's, I'm sure he would look cute in it too, but I don't get to share what I sell to other people because that's one thing at least about being a family lawyer is that
there's no doctor-client privilege here. You can tell everybody.
Nope, I try to be discreet.
Yeah, but she's still technically a lawyer, so it is attorney-client privilege.
Right. I maintain that. And then
that's why she can't rat me out for anything I've told her.
That's right. I also got ordained so that I have clergy privilege too because I want people to be able to tell me their secrets and trust me and I have a big mouth. I'll tell basically anything about me, but I try not to share about other people and stuff. So
no, you've been pretty good. You did not rat me out about the threesome I had with your two friends. So
yeah,
oh
right.
My.
I don't rat out people's fantasies
just
ever.
Oh my!
Ooh, I mean, she did walk in on it, and she's like, "Oh, gross."
Did she join in?
Oh yeah, no. I said, "Darn, I wish I'd been invited. I feel so left out."
No.
You know, it's that FOMO, fear of missing out.
She threw up. She projectile vomit as soon as she saw me naked.
Yep. Nothing ruins a threesome like projectile vomit.
Yeah. It added to this one, made it a little more slippery.
Oh.
But, you know.
You know, we did a whole show on Love and Laughter with Beth about threesomes, but somehow I guess we forgot about projectile vomiting during that. I don't know.
And that's because I'm making up this entire story.
Shame.
It's probably more interesting than the real ones, but...
No, they had some really good,
no projectile
really good
vomit
stories.
Right. Well, if you can beat projectile vomit, I'm glad.
Yeah. No. I don't have any. That's funny.
So what do you have? What do you have for the show Saturday night?
So this Saturday we're doing serious stuff, but it's really amazing. A woman is sharing her story. It's her love story, but it starts out pretty ugly. It was that she was sexually abused by her stepfather from the age of seven.
I don't like that.
Onward. I know, yeah. And, right? It's horrible. But the fact is, the statistics about how many people, one in five girl children, are sexually abused during their lifetime. One in 20 boys are sexually abused during their lifetime. So this is something that, even though it's ugly, we need to talk about, because the problem is that when we're not free to talk about it, it's like ignoring somebody, and that feels bad. So the coolest part is that she got through all of this horrible, horrible start, and she has been with her husband for 25 years now, and they are happy, and they have a good sex life. Like, that's important for people to know, that even when sex becomes your first introduction is something that's just so horrible and despicable that it makes me cry. And, of course, so I'll cry on the show and whatever. But that you can get past that and still find a way to have a happy, healthy sex life. I think that's why we do it. And that's, you know me, I want to talk about everything on Love and Laughter with Beth. And that means the good, the bad, the ugly. So that was it.
Is it wrong that anybody that sexually abuses my friends, I just want to have them killed?
No, because I said I am not a really rageful, vengeful person, but I wanted to kill someone. I had to fight to keep my anger under control.
I mean, I wouldn't
right?
do it myself. I'd have somebody do it, but
yeah.
Still.
No, it's beyond horrible, I have to tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that is the worst thing. And
it is.
Yeah, I'm glad you're talking about it. I know it's a hard subject, but it's also, it's way too commonplace. And,
yeah.
I mean, it just disgusts me beyond belief. It really does. You have to be a sick person and...
And I told her the problem is that we then hear these stories, but we don't know what to do with it, so we don't talk with somebody about it. And they need to talk about it. They need to be able to say, this is it. This is my history. because until you can just put it out there, it feels like you're carrying the secret for somebody else, and that is not right. So even though it is hard for us, even though it makes me cry to hear this stuff, we need to be able to look them in the eye and say, okay, just tell me as much as you want. If you don't want to talk about it, I believe you. I'm here for you, and I'm going to love you no matter what. And whenever you want to talk or cry or whatever, it's it. And so even if it's not a perfect answer, we just have to do it. So, and that's it. Her courage in coming out and talking about this, I think, is huge. I think it's going to help a lot of other people. And like I said, we all know people that have been abused, whether it started as they were children or not. And I think it's important to say, hey, you know what? I'm with you. I got you. I'm here.
Fred's been abused as an adult.
So
now that he's a senior.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing.
That's not nice of you.
Yeah.
Stop hitting me, AJ. Stop.
Fred's caretaker. Fred's caretaker is always doing something cruel to him.
You know what? Actually, so my mother lived in a nursing home for
assisted
a while.
Assisted living facility.
Exactly. Assisted living. And in the middle of the night, some naked guy walked into her room.
That's right.
Yes, I couldn't believe it.
You're welcome.
I was like, I think
I was trying to become your stepdad.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. I was like, that's probably the first naked man my mother's seen in 50 years or something.
Listen.
It was just, it was hysterical.
She needs to get out more.
But apparently she did yell and tell him he didn't belong there. I was kind of wondering.
Oh, nothing ever came from it? Like, no relationship blossomed?
No,
Was he really an old, like her? Was he old?
He was old. Yeah.
Oh. It's
old.
Better that than like one of the employees, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That would be bad.
That would not be funny. Yeah, that would be abuse. This was just an old person who lost their way and lost their mind and whatever, so I can laugh about it. Mm. But no, people are really taking advantage of seniors.
Was he like small and shriveled? Or?
I don't know. I wasn't there to see it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I thought she maybe told you.
No, she just yelled. I don't even know if she looked down. I would have. I would have been like, turn on the light before you leave. I want to see who is like invading my space. But
he may not have been invading anyone's space if it were
small.
Well, so there
you go. I don't know, but yeah. But next week, I'm very, very excited. I'm having a book signing at Brazos.
I saw that. I got my invitation in the email today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Are you going to come?
I don't know. It depends on if I'm in town.
Okay.
There's a little bone of contention going on about that right now. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Well done, Michelle.
Michelle is eating. I'm so impressed that Michelle knows
over
how
eating.
To produce.
She just dropped in. She does everything.
I know. Yeah. She's so it's amazing. But there's this
She's a useful mammal. Don't tell her I told you that. But
she's so talented, and she's got a really cute purse. So I really like that.
I felt bad because I pitched something in our meeting this week that I knew was going to be a lot of work for Michelle right after she just did Sunfest.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't want to. I was kind of hoping you were going to take Monday off, and then we'd hit it with you later in the week. But it's a good idea, though, right? I mean, okay, see. But still, yeah.
That's good.
No, Michelle's great. She does a lot.
She's awesome. I adore her. So, yeah, it's tons of fun. So.
All right, so the book signing. Tell people about the
book signing. Yeah, so the book signing. Next Thursday, June 28th, 7 till 9 p.m. at Brazos Bookstore. And it's such a big deal. So I'll have to really try not to cry. But they've had people like Brené Brown there. They've had David Sedaris there. They just get all these, the biggest names and biggest authors have their book signings and stuff at this wonderful bookstore that's been around for like 30 or 40 years over on Bissonnette in Westview.
So you're saying I'll have to do mine there when the time comes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes, that is a cool place. I used to go there to get textbooks that it was like, just as a weird aside, one of my minors in college was philosophy. And
that's very cool.
It was hard to get, and actually I'm like 3 hours away from getting another degree if I wanted to go do it, but what am I going to do with a philosophy degree?
The same thing you're doing now.
Probably. But but there were some books that were hard.
Same thing I do with an audio engineer.
Yeah, exactly. Degree. But there were a bunch of books that you couldn't get anywhere, but Brazos Bookstore had them. And at the time I was going to school, I was doing my master's at UH Clear Lake, and I had to drive all the way up here for that.
Yeah.
But I would, because I could get the books, and it's a cool place, man. You just sit around and read stuff. I like it there. That's cool that you're doing your signing
there.
They're
passionate about books. In fact, the bookstore itself used to be owned just by, I think, a couple, and at some point the couple decided they needed to retire, and their patrons were so upset at the idea of losing this bookstore that they formed a co-op, and there were like 40 of them that all chipped in and bought the bookstore. So it is...
That's a beautiful story.
It's a beautiful story. And in these days with Amazon and everything like that, right, bookstores are not really a thriving, huge business, sadly. And this one deserves everybody's patronage, because we need bookstores. We need places for people to go and to look and to touch and to feel books and to browse in the midst of books.
I still buy probably 15 huge. Books a year at least.
And you go to a bookstore?
Yeah, I go all the time.
I'm ruining society.
Once every 3 months, I go to a bookstore and buy a bunch of books, and then when I run out, I go buy some more.
I love going to bookstores. Yeah, on a day when I'm having a bad day, just going to a bookstore, you can just look, you can browse, you can read, and they just feel so good, and it feels safe. And
it's like going to a library, except there's no homeless people peeing on you.
And you can take the books home with you, and you don't have to return them, because I never remember to return the books at the library. I'd rather buy them and stuff.
Although, what I found is, like,
I'm just an Amazon guy. I can't.
Amazon's gonna be bad. I'm telling you, people. It's not about supporting
I understand, like,
owners.
Local business, but
no. It's about, what do you want your community to look like? Do you really want a place where your kids cannot actually walk into a place and touch and feel a book and see the pretty covers? Because really, we all are visual, and when you see the cover on a book and something, there's something about your eyes light up.
I don't get books based on covers. I don't care about that. I want what's on the inside of the. I read a book on my iPad more often than not.
I know, but you miss something. It's just a different experience, because you don't get as much sensation.
Well, you're missing something because you don't have your book on an iPad.
But that's unfortunate. I mean, unfortunately,
I can carry 50 books on my
tablet. I know, and I agree with that too. But I'm saying, but there's room for all of it.
There is.
But unfortunately, that's the way society's going. And I was thinking about this the other day. 15 years ago, some guy for the New York Times wrote a story about how he was going to try to live a year without ever leaving his apartment.
Yeah.
And at the time, there was, like, all these challenges with it. Now you could do that easy.
Right, that movie WALL-E or something. But that's the thing. Do we want that? Or do we want a place where you can go and even just talk to people who also love books?
You mean like WALL-E, the kiddie movie, where he's a robot?
Right, he lives in his own little world, right? We're going to live in these
things. Yeah, but that's because everybody else is dead. That's like I Am Legend with Will Smith.
I don't know. But I think we need community. I think we want a place to go. I think there's something different about having something in hand. I think the idea, I hope people will come out. We'll do a little reading.
So is it
they can talk to me. We'll talk about whatever questions, and there will be questions about.
So it's a week from tomorrow, and it's 7 to 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll swing by for sure.
Thank you. Yeah. That would be nice. And then the next night, I love it. So I go from this bookstore that I just totally love, and then the next night at Darling Way, I'm teaching a couples class on oral pleasure. So I just have the coolest life.
Okay.
Are you teaching the man to woman and woman to man portions?
But for couples.
What about
all about it?
Yes.
What do you know about giving oral pleasure to a woman?
I have to talk to people like you. I've asked you for advice, right? I talk to all sorts. Yeah, no, I don't know from personal experience.
But the two-finger cul-de-sac trick, you know about that?
What's the two-finger cul-de-sac trick?
We'll talk about it off the air. Or you can Google it.
Wait,
whatever.
I just want to know. I just want to know because I have friends who are into this. I mean, do you also teach woman-to-woman and man-to-man?
I would, but I haven't yet.
They say this is how you please a man, and it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Anyone can do it.
Okay. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm asking for friends of mine.
Yeah. No, I would like to because, and again, I can't have the same experience, but I can just learn from what I hear from other people and stuff.
Did you write down two-finger cul-de-sac technique?
Of course I did.
She writes down everything.
I write it down in purple ink, of course,
so great.
I know.
Ask AJ so great. About
I can't wait. So I like to know
I want her to Google
stuff.
It.
So what are you doing? When are you doing sexy trivia again?
I want to know.
With Marfrailis.
That is a very good question. July 11th.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a sold out, a packed place. It was so much fun.
That's a cool place. I've only been there the once, but I mean, I was downstairs, but that's a cool place.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic and awesome and stuff. So, and I'm putting together, did I tell y'all that we're going to do a couples cruise?
Yeah, you mentioned that last week.
Yeah, so I'm so excited. So we've been talking about that, so I'm excited. And all sorts of things. There's so many
different. Can you put together cruise where for potential side pieces? Because I would go on that cruise.
Yeah, right.
Not happening. Okay.
Not my style. I really want people to stay together and have fun together.
Yeah, some reasons for them to stay together is that the husband has a side piece. So
I know, and that could be. It's not going to be my forte.
Okay, throwing that out as a possibility.
No,
I asking for a friend.
No, now threesomes. I could do a whole cruise for people who wanted to have threesomes. That would be fun, right? Because with consent, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I could do a cruise for poly people who have multiple relationships and stuff, and that would be fun.
So, how about a cruise for people who practice abstinence?
That too.
That's not a bad idea.
No, that too. Did I tell you I had a couple come in, and they're, I don't know, 30s and something, and they're both virgins for religious reasons, and they're getting married. And it was such an honor that I got to talk to both of them about preparing and what they could do and thinking about things and sex and talking to them about lube because they don't know about that. And it's just huge. And really, they don't have other people. I had one woman tell me the other day, she's like, she's 54 years old and she's a doctor. And she's like, I've never talked to anybody else about sex. I didn't know that you could ask questions for people and stuff. And I talked to her about that. And she'd never touched a vibrator and didn't know anything about lube. And so I just love that this is sort of a safe place to start, or a safe way, whether it's on, you know, Pillow Talk with y'all, or whether it's Love and Laughter with Beth, or the Brazos Bookstore, or Marfrela's. There's just so many different opportunities now.
Can I make a suggestion?
Please.
You should come up with your own brand of lube and sell it. The way you push the lube. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that as a joke.
No,
you
I
really
know.
Should.
I will. And I will at some point. At some point, I will have my whole line. It'll be Darling Way brand stuff, just like we've got
purple,
the lingerie.
And it needs to be purple.
And it needs to be purple.
Yes. No, the packaging should be purple.
Yeah.
The packaging will
not
be purple.
Not the actual lube.
Actually, that would be kind of cool.
I would love that.
But other people would.
So it's fine. You'll do blue meth because of Breaking Bad, but you won't use purple lube. Come on.
Yeah. Really? How discriminatory. But the thing is that I won't do it until I can do it really, really well. And a lot of people just buy sort of knockoff, not very good lube, and then they put their name on it, and I won't do that. You know, I will not. It just won't do that. So it's going to take me a while to find what I think is the best quality and figure out how to do it.
I want to partner up with you on that when you do that.
Yeah, thank you.
Because that's going to sell a bunch.
I definitely will. I know. So. Well, and the prostate massagers, and I know y'all get weird, but I did a surprise 60th birthday party. Did I tell y'all?
At
my shop? Oh, it was so much fun. So a couple that has been married 40-something years, and the husband threw a surprise 60th birthday party at Darling Way last Saturday night, and all sorts of couples, a lot of Jewish people that had never thought about anything out there, never been in any sort of shop, had never seen vibrators or anything, and at least three of the men there are already having prostate issues. One of them, even during my presentation, was getting up, and the wife said something like, didn't you notice how many times he went to the bathroom?
Yeah.
They've been going to the doctors, and I swear not one of their doctors has mentioned the idea of a Nero's prostate massager. And I'm like, how could they do this? I'm like, it's just ridiculous that they don't know. And one of the guys said he even goes to the doctor, and the doctor themselves does a prostate massage on him in the doctor's office and never talks about the fact that there's a way he could do it at home, hands-free, on a regular basis.
Are you sure that doctor didn't have his hands on his shoulder while he was doing it?
Fred
it's ridiculous.
Fred needs prostate massage.
Michelle got it.
But Fred's prostate.
I just ignored you, Fred, because I'm trying to be serious, and I know it's a sensitive issue for men, but it's so
important.
I'm out
on this subject. So you guys
kills
go ahead.
Me. It
Fred's
kills
prostate
me.
Is the size of a softball, so he needs a much bigger massager for his prostate.
Y'all are going to make jokes, but
preferably
I just,
double-sided.
Okay, but I'm telling you, there are people out there that are really, really suffering, and it's so. You know what? It pisses me off. I don't like it. I feel bad. I want to fix the whole darn world.
Does it come in black?
Why won't they listen? Why won't they let me? Why won't y'all let me fix it for you?
You can't fix everything.
Let me try.
I said I'm out on this subject. You guys know my take on this. So
I know, but it's just anyway. So that's
and all
it.
I do is come off as negative, and the reality is it just that's
I know
great.
It's you, hard, but
no, it's
but
not.
Seriously,
it's not that.
This guy is just feeling so bad, right? And
it's
terrible. Well, or it's not hard. That's the problem. No,
it's awesome. It's awesome that you're into that. Just. Don't push it on me because I'm just going to...
I'm pushing in him.
It's not for me, and I have no interest in it, so...
I know, but anyway...
See,
the idea
again,
of
that's what I mean. You're saying I know, but...
I know. It kills me, but that's it. So I just want people out there
to
know.
Fix
it's
yourself.
On me. Yeah. I don't have a prostate. But anyway, but I love it that these people came, and it was so cool, and I promise you, they've never done a birthday party like that before, and everybody's talking about it, and I've already heard from several of them. They're like, oh, I want my kids. You know, they're married kids. They're like, they need to come. They've got young kids, and we know they're not having sex anymore, and things like that. I'm like, oh, yes, send them my way. This is awesome. I love it. Makes me happy.
All right, tell them about the shop and how people can go by there and where you're located.
Oh, the shop, Darling Way, 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. We've got this cute little cottage with all sorts of purple around there. And, yeah, come by and see. And we've got all sorts of just really beautiful high-end lingerie and low-end, you know, inexpensive lingerie that you can play with food or rip or cut off. And you can candles and lotions and potions and lubes and have fun. Fun for everybody, whatever you're into. Consensual, happy, love yourself, love somebody else.
I drove by your shop yesterday.
And why didn't you stop by?
I was going home.
Aw.
I mean, okay. I can't stop by every time I drive by.
Okay, well, you can stop by sometimes.
I was at Lee's Fried Chicken and Donuts.
Oh, right. Right, yeah, down the street.
I was driving home and drove right by your place.
Yes. Okay, well, did you at least
I saw your little sign that said Pillow Talk or what's it? Or Love and Laughter with Beth on the outside.
Oh, yes, and, yes, yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Thank
You've
you.
Become very famous, Beth.
Yeah.
You've become very famous.
That part I'm not into. I just want to help, like, talk to everybody about fun
the
stuff.
The more famous you get, the more people you can help.
I know.
Ask
I
Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want that kind of, I don't know. Oh, I said I just wanted to be, like, as a lawyer, I wanted to be really well-known and well-respected as a lawyer. I don't want to be that, like, celebrity something. I don't know. That's
oh,
not
do.
Me.
I
just
want you to
be...
have a billboard.
The
celebrity sex doctor, like Dr. Ruth.
I want to be like, yeah, I want to.
Dr. Ruth is
going
to, she's going to die one day. Who's going to take her place?
Probably
there's
soon.
Nobody.
But Dr. Ruth is much more open sexually than you are.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No.
She'll
no.
talk about things that she likes to do. You're very
she
uptight
will not.
When it comes
I've
to stuff.
I've met her. And she, at one point, her husband was asked, she and her husband were asked about their sex life. And her husband said on national TV, he said, well, it's kind of like the shoemaker's kids have no shoes.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor thing. But she's dynamic and awesome. And the fact is nobody's on the national platform right now talking about love and sex and romance, mating, dating, sex and relationships. And that's where I'd like to be. So I'm shooting for it. I'm going to be on Walter Sterling's show this Sunday night. And he's all over the country, and I'm very excited and stuff. So I've been doing some national shows and interviews and conversations. So just give me a little bit of time, and hopefully we'll be out there. And hopefully Love and Laughter with Beth will be airing on more than just this station sometime soon, too. So,
all right. That's Beth Liebling, Darling Way. Check out her show on Saturday nights, and please go by and check out the shop. And whatever you're into at any level, she's got something. So if you're not into... some of the things that she's talked about, she's got something for you, believe me. So go by and check it out. Really cool place, and you will enjoy it.
Thanks, y'all. Have fun.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my computer career. Listen, if you're in a job where you're not making as much money as you'd like to be making, you want better out of life, but you just feel kind of stuck, my computer career can help you out of there. They've been doing it for a while now. We've been telling you about them for quite a while, and we've been giving you examples like Duran, who last year was a kitchen cook. He wanted to change his life for the better. Last month, he started his IT career, making 50% more money and now doing something that he loves doing. That could be you. If you don't love what you do, go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You don't have computer experience or training? No problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, too. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty and rough, in the better day, better day, better day, loving and falling on, it's a paradise and it's a war zone, it's a paradise.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. And make sure you check out sportsmap.com. I'll have the soccer report up when I get home. So I have some giveaways I need to do. Just real quick, a lot of people giving me grief for just saying this is not something I would do. I got to be honest with you guys. Give me all the grief you want, but I'm not going to be forced into doing something that I have no interest in. And I get it. It's for a lot of people, and that's great. But, just don't try to push something on me that I'm not going to use. That's all. And I've said it, and I've been very clear about it. And I'm never going to be the person who does something because somebody's trying to shame them into it. So, not going to happen. It's not my thing. If it's your thing, that's great. I'm all for you. All right, let's do these giveaways. We're going to do callers. Well, I'm not going to tell you what callers until I tell you what it is. Two tickets to see Testify, the tribute to Rage Against the Machine. Blitzer is one of the band members. They're going to play Warehouse Live, which is a great, great venue, one of my favorites in the city, July 28th, 8 p.m. Doors open at 7. If you didn't get to win, you can purchase your tickets at warehouselive.com. Okay, so we have three sets of two to give away. So we'll do callers 10, 15, 20. You're going to see Testify.
All right.
And I will probably be there, although that may be when I have to go to Canada. I don't know. I also got to tell you about the name game here. I got to find that. This is
Freddy, Bobetti, Banana, Fana for Freddy.
That's not really it, sir.
That's the name game.
No, sir.
Let's play the name. Michelle's shaking her head like that's not the name game. Everyone knows that's the name game.
The name game is Michelle's thing.
Let's see. Google Box. What is the name game?
That's Todd's creation, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm.
But you push it. No, you're pushing that like she was pushing the anal on me.
Yes, I push it. That's my job.
Listen for your
Here it is. The Name Game is an American pop song written and performed by Shirley Ellis as a rhyming game that creates variations on a person's name. Shirley Bo Burley, Banana Fana Fo Furley. Don't tell me what the name game is. I know. That's right. Yeah.
All right. Well, Shirley. I'm going to read this one. Listen for your chance to win in the name game where we call two names, and one of those is your name. You try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a certificate to send your kid to one of King Daddy Sports' week-long lacrosse camps. You pick the week. Camp will be coached by Kincaid High School's head lacrosse coach, Michael Centra. The usual suspects gave away today's prize to David since he was the first caller. Congratulations, David, for being
David,
winner.
David.
I still want to know who the loser was. Because we give two names. And by the way, we haven't given one of these away on the Blitz yet, and this is only the most popular show on the station.
We've given one away.
Not this week.
Oh, yeah, not this week.
Yeah.
Actually, today Todd was the loser.
Todd?
Oh. It was David and Todd.
Shocker.
I see what you did there.
Hey, this is not made up.
You took the first most important person and the third most important person in the building.
I'm looking at when did they take Juggalo Trey then? Or just make it 1-2.
Actually, fourth. I got to put Laura Beavers in that top three, too.
So, on the name game, on the Wikipedia page, it says, if the name starts with a B, F, or M, that sound simply is not repeated. For example, Billy becomes Billy Bo-Illy. And then it says, Fred becomes Bonana Fana Fo-Red.
Fo-Red.
Not Fo-Fred. So I've been doing the name game wrong all this time. I thought it was Banana Fana Fo Fred, but it's Banana Fana Fo Red.
The hell do bananas have to do with this?
That's the name game. Play it again, John.
No, don't play it again.
Play it again.
No.
That's right. Banana Fana Fo Finga. Me, my, mominga. Linga. Who's named Linga?
That's... I know a girl named Inga. Wow. But it wasn't Linga. We were supposed to do Death, but they're not very good this week. James Gandolfini, Manute Bol, those are your two of your best ones.
Vader died today.
Yeah, I don't know who the hell Vader is.
Tom! Oh, I knew Vader. Yeah,
Leon
Vader
White, like a.k.a. Vader, former WWE wrestler.
Oh, yeah, he was big when I was a kid.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
He wore that. He used to wear like the weird straps on his head.
Nothing. I got nothing.
You're missing
for you.
Out. You missed out on Vader.
Probably so. So, hey, can I rip Houston fan a little bit, real quick?
Okay.
Did you see that?
I would never do that.
They're already giving like 1-star reviews to Aisha Curry's restaurant that hasn't even opened yet.
That's lame.
That is beyond lame.
Where's her restaurant going to be?
It's that barbecue place that's opening, the International Barbecue Place.
City Center.
City Center, yeah.
When's it opening?
I don't know. It's not open yet, though, and it's already got one-star reviews.
That's a bummer. I will go eat there, and I will give it an honest review, Fred. As you know, I do like barbecue. I eat quite a bit of it. I will let you know what I really think. And my wife has Yelp.
Yeah.
I'll give an honest review.
But, I mean, if it sucks, it sucks. But, I mean, to give one stars before the place is opened, that's bleeping ridiculous. And that's just, because it's Steph Curry's wife. That's bull bleep. All right. That's going to wrap it up. So tomorrow, Big City Wings, Marquee Center, Katy Freeway.
Right next to the Improv.
Yeah.
The big theater. There's a Dave and Buster's there.
Can't wait. I love their wings, man. I can't wait to be over there. And Brooks from Thrive Plus is supposed to be there with some Thrive that we're going to be doing giveaways on.
Yes.
Which you guys need, trust me. So it'll be fun. We'll do that tomorrow. All right. Great job, John Lee. Lousy job, Tyler, because you left to get a stupid ring. Really good job from Michelle. Good job by Beth. Good job, AJ. Adrian Peterson, A+. He was fantastic. It was all right today. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Been worse.
Till then, stay sports, you bitches.